One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 pecs in this Discover page.
Yes.
I think I might even miss some. Is that a booty cheek on there?
I didn't even know the kid was crying, though, until after the fact. His parent called me, and she was like, "You made my son cry."
She would be saying, "It doesn't get better, gay people."
Haluva Boss.
People still think it's combat.
Really?
People come up to the table, and they call it Haluva Boss. That's the only time I'll hit a fan.
Hello and welcome to URL, a show all about the internet, how it makes us who we are, how we make it what it is, and the everlasting battle of who will win, human or online. I'm your host, Courtney Miller, and the person who is forced to hang out with me for the next hour is a YouTube legend, a character extraordinaire, I think the biggest character actor on YouTube, also a voice actor for the character Blitzo. On Hell of a Boss, it's Brandon Rotten.
Thank you. It's good to be here. The handcuffs feel great when they're off. I was promised a water, though. And the O is silent. It's just Blitz.
Oh, is that real?
And you knew that. Way to start the interview. So. It's too late. And they don't edit these.
They don't. This is live going to Fox News, actually.
So. I hope so. That's why I came.
That's right. We love them over there. No, Brandon, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for making me come, Courtney. And how about that online?
Online, isn't it crazy?
It's nuts.
You've been there. You've been there a few times.
I've been on there a few times. I've made a few bucks on there, and I'm not. You know what they say? What happens on the internet stays on the internet
forever, unless the coding gets too old and it just kind of goes away.
Nerd.
That's what I've heard. You know, what's the longest you've ever been in character for?
Probably my whole life. I think I was born and realized I suck. I don't know. I have always kind of been, we're always kind of in character, right? Because I worked in an office job for many years before I did YouTube, and that's a character. Mm-hmm. I used to think I had to be normal, but being forced normal, if it's forced enough, it's a form of drag.
That's right. We're all born naked, and the rest
is
drag.
We're all born naked, and all of this is just stupid shit that I'm forced to cover my balls with. I don't like wearing clothes. I like wearing other people's clothes. I like playing characters. Mm-hmm. I've come to appreciate what women have to wear all the time. The lack of pockets, the excess of nails.
Oh, yes. I love a male costume. I love doing characters like Dominic with the baggy pants. Love just extra room around the crotch.
I think life is too boring to go through the whole thing as one person.
I love that. That's so real. And characters are a great escape in that regard.
I feel like this is the first time we've appeared not in a character or costume.
That's true, yeah, because last time we worked together.
Yeah.
You were in furry ears.
I was in furry ears. You were in a Disney garb.
Yes.
You had your little green baton.
Yes, I was Isabella Hines. What was the name of your character again? Because you've brought them back since, haven't you?
Yes, his name is Edmund Clancy, but you wouldn't know a thing about him. Yeah, he's a little Jeff Goldblum extra nerdy, I think.
I felt that. I loved that character. And you've had him on your channel since
then. I have. Well, I was just going to do him on Smosh. And then I watched the episode. And I thought, I want to know where he lives. Who does he live with? Who's his bully? So I wanted to explore him. That's a lot of my characters start like that, where I kind of play around with a concept or an accent. I'll start with something. And then it kind of grows a wig and some glasses and a cigarette. And the next thing you know, Helen's monitoring these kids. And so They crystallize or they form like mold.
What's like your process when you come up with a character when you're like, oh, it feels right. Like I need a cigarette in my hand or like, oh, I need to have lipstick on my teeth.
I think a cigarette means they're evil.
Oh, is that, yeah. You have like a codex. You're like, cigarette equals evil. Yeah. Lipstick equals hot.
Yeah, basically. Or whore.
Whore.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And a lot of my characters, if I want to paint that they're bad or gross and or terribly oversexed. They have a cigarette in their hands.
Terribly oversexed.
Yes.
That is an incredible Tinder bio.
Yeah. There's a lot to be said about someone by the way they hold their cigarette, if they're holding
yes.
it.
Yes. Yeah. I've seen so many unique ways one can hold one death stick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could have a holder for it because you're too good to touch it.
Yeah.
Or you could just get it right here because, hey, I just f***ed and I needed some smoke on.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
So when you did Jeff Goldblum, it was like so incredibly accurate. I honestly, it was hard for me to see you as anything else for a while.
It was a little bit of, what's the reverse of imposter syndrome? When everyone tells you you're good at something and you start to believe it. Like, everyone always said that I reminded them of Jeff Goldblum, and I don't enjoy, I like playing my own characters, but I figured if there is a celebrity and I'm being told that I can mimic them well without even trying, what if I tried to mimic them? And mm-hmm. so I don't know if I would have made that video if people weren't telling me that I remind them of him. Yeah, it was just, if everyone tells you you look like Ronald McDonald, eventually you're just going to become Ronald McDonald.
We all become a clown at the end of the day.
I wonder who he was beforehand.
Oh my gosh.
Poor thing.
Wow, he's probably like named Dave and his hair was like, probably still red.
Yeah, they were like, you red-haired piece of broccoli, funny clown. You should be selling burgers to kids, asshole.
Your characters and your imagination is so vivid. And also, you recently announced that a really awesome cartoon that you've been working on is now going to be on Prime.
He's right out of the bag. And I'm so excited about that. I've been sitting on that thing forever. Yeah, that's been a secret we've been having to keep hush-hush for a long time. And it's nice to say that by the end of the year, I'm going to have an Amazon show.
Holy.
That's fucking insane.
Yeah, like, you being like, this is what happens when you keep doing what you want the way you want to do it. And like the fact that you still have creative control, right? And it's still, it's going to be on Amazon, but also on your YouTube channel. Like I've never heard of anything like that
it's
before.
It's a one of a kind deal. I've never heard of anything. I don't know what witchcraft Viv pulled to get that contract signed, but somehow Amazon agreed to hands off the project. They're not going to touch it, but you know, we get more to make it with. And, mm-hmm. and so, you know, has been, you know, or shows that are on TV have to follow a certain, you know, they have to be a certain length. They can only have so many actors in mm-hmm. it in each episode. They can only, with Helluva, they're just letting us, you know, no limits. So the episodes can be as long or as short as they need to be with however many characters or locations. And so.
Amazing. And it's like pretty similar to that show you had or the series Funhouse.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Magic Funhouse. We had two seasons of it and then, Full Screen died.
Yes, it passed away.
It passed away.
I'm familiar with Full Screen.
Yes, but it was a fun show. It was really cool to just be given this immense budget and, you know, say, here, go make this with all these union resources. Yeah, it's, and they're all, both Magic Funhouse, Has-Been, Hotel, Hell of a Boss, they're all products of internet items proving to be really popular and then moving to this next level. And we've seen that before. And when it moves to that next level, it can sometimes lose that flavor or become watered down with corporate wants and needs.
Yes.
And so it's really cool to see both Has-Been Hotel and especially Hell of a Boss be protected from, you know, that executive infestation of, mm-hmm. of I don't know, appropriateness or whatever they water it down with.
No, that's so real. And like, what's so cool, because watching the first, even just the first scene of Magic Funhouse, you do this really long single camera shot that is so well choreographed. It's just so cool to see your vivid and so specific like vision like that. It's like, I feel like cartoon must be a really cool platform for you because you can do crazy shit that you're like, that only can be executed in the realm of a cartoon.
Right. You can add the scenes can change depending on if they're animated or live action. You have different limitations with a cartoon. Certainly a lot more crazy, bombastic things can happen. However, the one thing that's the same is that both in animation and live action, they are so strict about background actors. They are apparently just as much of a headache in both to populate a background of a scene. So just no matter what platform I'm writing for, I try to stay away from a lot of people in a scene. Mm. And if there is a lot of people in a scene, a church, a courtroom, you know, we busted our balls for that. So yeah, and also I think there's such thing as too many cooks in a kitchen. I like working with a few actors, but what was your question?
No, oh, yeah, I wanted to hear about that because cartoon like makes more of your like wacky ideas possible,
and
right?
You can get away with more violence.
True, very
the
true.
The shit you can get away with in cartoon, I would be crucified for by YouTube if I had that on my channel.
Oh my God. Okay, so with character work, what was like some of the first content that you had seen that like inspired you to want to get into like?
There was this, you know, E-Bombs World back in the day. There was a website called E-Bombs World for you kids who didn't know this. And it was, you'd go on there and they would curate about 10 videos or 15 videos a week. There would be like and they were funny videos. And it wasn't like this recommended for you page where it's a gamble. These were curated by someone, I guess, who had the same sense of humor for each one. And there was a video that was posted in 2004 called Lesbians on Acid or Lesbians. Yeah, there it
oh my
is
God, we
right
have
there.
It. Oh my God, yes. Let's watch.
Yeah, to see December 8, 2004, that was most of the people watching weren't even a little diddle in their daddy's nutsack at the time.
All right, we're making my favorite lesbian food. This is called lesbian.
And they're on acid, by the way.
Or in the goddess language, it's lesbonus dunus caucus. Hello.
Hi.
Would you like to help me?
I'd love to. What can I do?
What you can do is turn on the burner. Because we need to fry these vegetables in some olive oil. Oh, hi.
Hi, honey.
What's your name?
Oh, my name is June.
You got shit on your neck.
I got shit on my neck?
Yeah, you got a turd here. Look, a turd.
Another turd?
Hurry! Here's my olive oil. I usually use it to masturbate with
So what are you doing now with these vegetables? Can you explain to us?
Well, no.
No. Okay.
We like spicy. Lesbians like spicy. We like spicy, spicy, spicy.
Because you can taste it in the juices.
Right.
Fish.
Shall we pause?
Skip ahead toward the end of the video. You can see where the acid kicks in.
Oh God.
You can see they're crazy by the end of the video. See, look what they're throwing in there. They got a whole onion in the front.
Honestly,
the skillet.
Might be good.
Oh. Yes, Jesus, we're going to feed everybody in Uptown tonight. They all need to eat the homeless.
Anyway, you get the point of it. They're going. They're throwing anything in there.
Oh, my God. I can definitely see where your sense of humor...
Are you ready for the balsamic vinaigrette?
Yeah. Anyway. Okay, so my friends and I, like, we were in high school when this came out, and I remember we had the most of, if not all of this, memorized. And I remember thinking when YouTube came out 2 years later, YouTube, this is essentially easy to make. The hardest thing about this video is finding the acid, but everything else about it is easy. And so I was like, well, I could do this kind of unhinged humor. And I thought, well, what's if I had any notes for this video, it was maybe it was a bit long. Maybe what if I could compact this into like 1 or 2 minutes? Because, you know, that's about the length of when someone, you can feel like, oh, okay, we should maybe stop showing this to our friends or something. You know, you can kind of feel it creeping in when you're, so I didn't want any video of mine to overstay its welcome. When I saw this, I was like, well, what's the packageable version of this? Mm-hmm. And I also like that, you know, I don't know these characters.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
But you kind of don't really need to. And I liked anything that stood alone. And when YouTube first came out, we had a lot of There was a lot of scripted stuff on there, but it was a lot of serial things you needed context for, like Lonely Girl 15 or things like that, where I wanted to be this channel that any video by itself could be shared between friends or family and, you know, it could be laughed at on its own. And so, yeah, this video was kind of a way, like almost like inspired my mission statement that I've held since 2006 on my channel, which is just like standalone, weird absurdity, and you don't need any context for anything.
Yeah, it was the gateway. And you're like, your content is still pretty short on your YouTube channel.
Yeah.
You keep it that way. And it's so cool. Like you're one of the few that are still thriving with sketch and character work like that on YouTube. And I feel like you do a lot on the other social media platforms like a lot lately, right?
Yeah, if anything, social media has evolved into this beast that better promulgates my work because what do we want? We want vertical and we want short. And like that's what sells right now. I don't know, by the time you're watching this, I mean, who knows what's gonna be selling, but I mean, short and vertical, that's a perfect vessel for like clowning characters, you know?
For
it's
sure.
just that you're seeing, it's more about the character, less about the setting. It's not horizontal, it's just this weird thing. And I think that's what's selling on social media, but both TikTok and Instagram for sure, and YouTube Shorts are just like the weird people, like weirdos, whether or not they're playing a character. How many fucking kooks do you scroll past?
Many a
with
kook.
A ton, right? And it's like, I feel like it's time for the weird clowns to rise. And
oh, yeah.
I've always felt like a weird clown. And I feel like, I don't know, the playing field has never been more in my favor because I don't know. I could just take old videos and just repurpose vertical shorts from them. And
literally the definition of like your hard work over the years being able to pay off additionally by getting to like post it again and give it new life.
Reheating the nachos.
Yeah. You have some good nachos, I do say.
I actually don't care for reheated nachos.
Oh, really?
It's not like reheated pizza.
It's not. Well, how do you heat up your pizza? Because I put mine in the oven.
I actually don't heat it up. I like to eat it cold. It's a different texture and a different experience.
You're a little bit of a freak for that, but I know that you're not alone in this, so I will back off.
And I'll dip it in. I get really weird.
What do you dip? What do
in
you do?
Sour cream. Actually, if we're gonna get weird, you ever had sour cream and blueberries?
I'm so sorry.
Sour cream blueberries. You will not be disappointed. You won't be. I promise.
Is this like cottage cheese like vibes?
I don't fucking know. That's gross. I'm not sick.
Oh, God. I do like cottage
cheese by itself, but you can leave those blueberries out of it.
Do we have sour cream here? Darn.
I think a vegan owns this place.
Darn, I can't try it with you. I guess I won't be able to try it with you. Where do you scroll most? Like, where do you watch content the most?
Does not count, right?
No.
Okay. I watched Mo's on Instagram. Probably
you watching the
definitely
reels?
Not TikTok.
You're not on the TikTok.
No, it's never understood me. I really tried to teach that algorithm what I like, and it keeps throwing me bullshit. It keeps throwing me fucking vegan teacher.
Vegan teacher. Yeah. I will say TikTok has gotten weird lately where it's like, you want to be fucking scared, don't you? And I'm like, no, I don't. Can you stop sending me this, please?
Yeah, well, we're going to make you scared because we're Trumps now.
Yeah. So you're on Reels then. You're scrolling
through
Reels.
I'm on Reels. I like Reels. I like Instagram Reels and YouTube Shorts. It's weird we're in this, like YouTube was the thing that everyone wanted to, and now everyone's mimicking TikTok. And then I get the feeling that TikTok was trying to mimic Snapchat at one point. I don't know the politics. It's all mythology to me.
Were you ever on Vine?
I was not on Vine, but that's where I blew up. All my clips from my YouTube videos were put on Vine, and those took off. This was me at, theater class.
Chapped, and now my shoes.
Never again.
Fine. If I can't have my shoes, Karen can't have her mom.
Yeah, Karen's mom was dead. That was the joke.
Yes, yes, but I got it. Don't you worry.
As Karen, and you cared about this class as much as she does, then maybe I might be interested in ever seeing your buttocks.
This is a clip that I am not in, but I was holding the camera for it. That's me.
You look very mature today.
Well, hi, Kathy. Look at you, out of the house by noon.
I'm out here having a dandy picnic.
Yeah,
with
that's
my roommate, Donna.
That's she's this old spooky alien that I somehow harnessed into my videos for the last 12 years or
wow.
so. This is David after drugs right here. Yes. Well, the thing is, I was parodying a video that David after
Dentist, yes.
And the little kid is high in the. I wonder where he is now. Is that what this
How
prank
is
about?
Is yeah, he's here. He's here right now.
He's going to pop up in the couch and
Yeah, and kiss
okay,
you.
Okay, well, I don't... I
think he's a grown man now.
He's probably older than us now.
This should give me a warning that it might be inappropriate for some viewers.
That's okay.
David after drugs? Well, it does reference drugs.
You have four eyes.
I think it's because I'm smoking a joint in it. And I wasn't even smoking. Okay, so I didn't smoke weed back then. So what I'm smoking in this was I rolled up a receipt in the back of my car and I smoked that. And smoking receipt paper is the most painful.
Oh, God.
And then I had to cough it up.
Take that off. David is not here.
Is this real life?
Yes, David.
Okay, now I'm f***ing high.
I haven't seen this since I made it.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe I start going off into David, slurs. Who knows? David, but don't I...
yeah.
I have two balls.
You do have two balls. David.
Yeah, that's the receipt. Oh, my
yeah, God.
And then I scream all that smoke out. And it was... I was coughing for like a half hour.
Here, we can pause it.
David, what are you doing?
Oh, wait. The scream. I actually have to see...
No, that was it when all the smoke
oh,
came
right,
out.
Oh, right, that was it. Yeah, I thought there was another
and
one.
And then I just punch
reason.
A window and that's it.
Oh, I remember the punching the window. This was really, this is core memory for me.
Really? This is an old, that's an old video.
I know, but I was on YouTube I was watching YouTube as soon as I could move my hands, I think.
Really?
Yeah, as soon as I moved my hands, I started typing like robot dinosaurs on YouTube.
Robot dinosaur. You know, the first video I ever saw on the internet was a guy getting f***ed to death by a horse.
Brandon Rogers thing you've ever said.
There's a reason I don't like, and my character on Hell of a Boss is obsessed with horses. Needless to say, I do not find them quite amusing because I've seen what they're capable of, Courtney.
Were you on Rotten.com?
No. Well, I mean, as a user, I would be on Rotten.com. I went on Rotten.com a lot. I saw all the time. I saw so, oh, yes.
What is Rotten.com? I'm
Rotten.com,
so sorry.
It's a compilation of photos that couldn't exist on websites today. And I saw someone at a con recently come up to my they had this custom shirt. It said Rotten.com, and it had all the and shit on there.
What?
Yeah. The internet was a f***ed place back then, Courtney.
Yeah. And do you feel like it still is, but like in a different way? Or like just like the same?
There was, I don't know. I just, Rotten.com had so many pictures of people. And I must have been 10 or 11 years old when I was scrolling through that site. My friends say, have you been to Rotten.com? I'd say, no, what's that? And then it's just like people faces.
Oh my God, do not go to that site, those of you watching at home or in the car. It doesn't exist? That's
good. I'm
sure
it must. But I know what it looks like for someone's...
Oh my gosh, it is wild how like... You click one thing and your life is forever changed in 0.5
seconds.
Yeah, I was
10 years old being welcome to the internet with animal...
Sorry, didn't mean to yell
you
into the mic.
You believe that? It's
That's,
sick.
Dude, when I was way too young, I found documentaries about people who talked about how they enjoyed having intimate time with horses.
Oh, yes. Oh, and car. There's a guy who does his car. His car.
Oh, there's just, the internet is crazy.
I think if anything has a hole, you could, you know, you could, this thing's lucky that it's sewed up.
You're sounding like Jax Taylor.
Oh, he's a pillow f***er.
He loves holes.
Oh.
I am so sorry. This episode and the previous episode, we were talking about and balls as well. I think it's just a ball day.
It's a lucrative industry.
It really is.
I don't know about balls, but
oh, you're right. You're right. No, balls are terrible for business.
They're terrible for us. We have to love you. They are the most uncomfortable thing to have, especially in the summertime. Courtney, those fuckers stick to the leg.
Ew! I hate that. I hate when my own legs touch each other.
Now imagine a set of nuts in there.
Okay, did you know that there's a reason why your balls are outside though?
Because it's a temperature thing. I don't give a fuck about science. I'm not having kids.
Same.
Oh, God. Anyway,
magical.
I can barely raise myself.
Yeah, no, I'm too scared I'm going to break it.
Yeah.
I have like, if I think about the concept of being pregnant, which I will never, I am so afraid of being pregnant and just like, you know, the movie Alien, the phobias happened. But I also feel like I'm going to have the impulsive thought of like, what if I just like shake it, my own tummy really hard.
And let alone having to clear all the obstacles. I bump into so much shit every day. If I was carrying another kid,
that
thing would be scrambled eggs by the time I push
Totaled.
It out.
Totaled. But I feel like you'd be really good at giving birth for some reason.
Well, I'm really good at pushing.
There's one thing I do.
I'm a pusher.
It's pushing.
No, yeah. I'm not going to keep baby. I'll give birth at 8 months.
You'll get it out early?
I don't have time for that shit.
That's
it's
awesome.
It's not ready. We'll throw it in a fucking test tube and let it spend its first month in a fucking beaker.
Just, yeah. Did you know that pregnancy is actually technically like 10 months?
Oh, God.
So it's just like even more.
It's really 10 months? Yeah. Well, then, okay, at 9 months, I'll push it out. And then no one will be impressed because they think it's already what it is.
Yeah. That's crazy. Okay. Let's see here. You joked once that you made Filthy Frank choose a different career.
That was not a joke.
He definitely did choose a new career.
Yes. It was after he Googled my name.
Would you ever pivot and start like making emo boy music?
I feel like I'd be really good at it. I feel right at home here. I feel like a piece of shit. Like Filthy Frank graduated to like music. I feel like I want to stay in high school. No, I don't. I love doing sketch comedy. It's something I'm somewhat okay at doing, and it's something I really enjoy. It feeds my soul.
Yeah, you were saying that like doing your character videos and stuff, that really is the recharge and like the therapy for you, right?
Because
some people like, that's therapy. Work. It's like really work, you know?
No, yeah, I mean, luckily I became known for what I love doing, thank God. Some people do something dumb and then they're known as that thing.
Right.
And then how do you not become burnt out perpetuating this thing that you did for attention once? It's very fortunate that something I happen to enjoy is what I do for a living. And I don't see myself, if I lost all my limbs, got arrested, had 10 kids, I would still be making videos. I'd have a new cast, but I'd still be making videos. And yes, I would be the kind of parent that exploits their kids for views.
Mm-hmm. So we were talking about the first time, what it feels like to go viral for the first time. Do you feel like going viral nowadays is just completely diminished now?
I feel like there's certainly more of an expectancy to go viral.
Yeah, or like nowadays, it's like this one friend of mine, he has this dog that's like a little weird looking and like goes viral once a month. He gets frustrated. He's like, I would have gotten on Ellen with these views 10 years ago.
Oh, but yeah. Now, would you, sweetheart?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and it's like, I don't know. Getting famous because of your pet, I think it's cute, but it's unfortunate because you're going to outlive it unless you're old. If you're an old person, yeah, have an Insta pet because then you don't have to deal with doing the "we're sorry to inform you" post.
Yikes. I have seen that is a wild part of the internet is when you follow a pet account and the pet doesn't live as long as you think it will.
No, yeah, and the thing's dead and you have to reheat the nachos over and over till people find out.
Oh, no.
Oh, Courtney. Do you ever think when you post something on Instagram, what if I die and this is the last post? Because everyone goes to your last post.
Oh, my God.
And that's where all the RIPs are.
I've never thought about that, and now
every time
I'm going
I post, if I do something like silly and ugly, but oh, it was funny and cute, and I might delete it later. Well, are you going to delete it later or not? Because it might not ever come.
I might be road.
Oh, my God.
But I think right now in this moment, I would be okay because the last thing I have posted is me being within 5 feet of Florence Pugh.
Okay. Yeah, and I saw that.
I'm obsessed with her.
Are you one of the LGBT? Are you one? I'm flat out asking your sexuality.
No, I'm a terrible queer because I married a man.
You married a top, too.
I came out in 2019 as like pansexual.
Oh my God.
I know. I'm bi, whatever.
My character Blitz is pansexual, so I know the flag.
Should I get? Oh, that's a nice.
Nice one. It's very tropical looking.
It's so cool. Yeah. And the bisexual flag is like so cool. It looks like the Try Not to Laugh set.
Ooh. But it also, the bisexual one's a little bit dark and mysterious because it's got purple and we all know purple's a little evil. I think bi people are a little bit evil.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a bi Gemini. So that's kind of fucked up.
Can we say?
What flag is that?
What is that? Flag of the, it is, I don't know, but it is sticky. It doesn't wave very well.
Please. So, hey, can I look at your phone?
Yes. Oh, it's on the table.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Oh, did it. I'm sorry. I'm so popular.
Was that the fart that I heard earlier? Do you have a... I thought I heard a fart.
I don't have a fart phone.
And it wasn't me.
So now time for the segment where Brandon has given me unbridled access to his phone. And the first place I'm going to go after the private tab is Reels. But the private tab's for me.
Oh, yes.
Here's the thing. I never go on Reels. So this is going to be a very new experience for me.
Okay, I'll help you through it. I'm on there all the time, and my phone is your phone, so touch away.
Thank you. I love touching phones.
What's your name? Where are you fighting from?
My name's Gen Z. I'm from the Bay Area, I don't want to work,
What's
so I'm
this?
Here.
I don't know, but What's she's from the Bay Area. From? That's where I'm from.
My name's Baby Boomer. I'm from Detroit.
Baby Boomer.
I'm going to show these youngsters how it's done. Represent! What, what?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
This is my dead homies.
Hey, Boomer.
Oh. It's for my daddy. And the break, the production value.
Come on, let's go, let's
Did your grandma talk about me?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So far, this algorithm fits.
Yeah, wow. This is like impressively very out. You.
Well, the number one thing is comedy first. Comedy first, sex second, and I think violence third.
Oh, violence third. Yes. Okay, sorry. I'm shopping. I love
Sometimes comedy and violence are in the same one, though.
You're right.
It's usually this, yeah.
And especially if you have anything to say about it.
I think it's funny-lance.
Funny-lance.
Viony.
Let's think on that. Let's cook on that.
It's when pain is funny for me.
Oh, a cute little comic.
Yeah, Big Bird saying, hey, Big Bird is saying, hey, guys, Big Bird laid an egg. And then one of the girls says, another egg? Oh, and another one. Another egg. Another egg. And they're all connected by a string. Big Bird had some fucking beads in his little cloaca.
Oh, my God. You have really built this page
comedy,
brick by brick.
Comedy first. Let's go to the next one. We got Jared Leto on a wheelchair with lightning going through it.
Meal. I think I'll go with a McDouble.
It's his last meal. See, the guy's rolling through the drive-thru on his last meal. He's in an electric chair. And it's his final meal. This is clever.
Holy shit.
And it's a little of what is number two? Sex.
Yep.
It is a little bit sexy. That's me. So that's all three, sexy, violent, funny.
That was you?
Yeah. That's me.
Y'all need a ride somewhere.
Y'all need a ride somewhere.
Oh, is this telling you? It's telling.
All right.
It was showing you your own video.
And then I
give
these randomly.
Excuse me, ma'am. Oh, I didn't know you were an officer.
I'm undercover.
Undercover? What are you doing 100 through a school zone?
Oh, my God.
I'm in a Starbucks.
Starbucks? For what? An investigation?
Sample the little toilet. We had a poop bandit.
A poop bandit at Starbucks? Well, we'll get out of here.
Sketch comedy is not dead.
Duty calls. Wow, he brought it.
That was a cinematic masterpiece.
Yeah.
Okay, amazing.
He got in trouble. Okay, now we're in a...
And stop.
Oh, turning a viral video into a sketch.
Oh, my God.
What do you think of this genre where it's like kind of cop footage of something funny happening and then they like to cut to another angle as if they're part of it and it's a sketch now?
If you're going to do that, you have to be as funny as the original thing. I think some people just use it as a platform to show themselves using another more interesting video where someone actually did get hurt. So if you're going to include a real thing in your thing, you know, you better be just as like, for instance, I just did one recently where I used footage of a driver in a Russian airport driving through the airport, you know, and there's like surveillance footage. But then I cut it with footage of me in my car as grandpa. And I used to work at that JCPenney. And I was funny, just as funny as the fucking original video.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay, first of all, I might pivot to Reels. TikTok has been like my main, but it's like my main, but it's like as if I was like in an unhappy relationship and just like refusing to leave it.
Oh yeah, I know what you mean. That's the nightmare. Luckily, all the platforms are like kids. Once you just feed them all the same thing.
You're right. You're right. You know? But like in terms of watching shit, I'm like, I need to get on Reels. Yeah, You've really built a good algorithm that suits you.
I think Reels and YouTube Shorts, they really understand my soul. I'm on here to laugh. I'm not on here to watch cars drive off cliffs. And that shit has happened. They recommend people dying, actual death. So yeah. I'm glad this is much funnier.
Yeah. Okay, good. All right. Discover page, equally as telling to your personality. Let's see what it looks like.
Discover this with Courtney and Brandon.
Wow, you got a Joker meme. Yeah, you got...
there's a lot of sexual stuff on here.
I see a lot of abs and
touching
men.
Well, it's not sexual, it's fitness.
Yes, and those are different.
And I'm learning, how to learn how to fit.
We're learning. I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 pecs in this Discover page.
Yes.
I think I might even miss some. Is that a booty cheek on there?
Yeah, and a hole too.
Wow.
Actually,
a crotch shot.
How did that get on there? You got
to
pixelate
that. There's so many. Yes. Wow.
I think it's acceptable if it's hot. That's not hot.
That's Justin Bieber's celebrity high school photos from before they were famous. Do you like that shit?
I don't like high school, and I don't listen to Justin Bieber. I don't. Let's scroll through here. Yes, that's a brain surgery. That's nice.
Oh, good. I don't know why that's happening. You have a Riddler Jim Carrey photo. Is that what I saw?
Oh, he was so hot. Riddler Jim Carrey. Now, before I enlarge this image down here at the bottom, we know what it looks like.
Yeah.
This is a smart tactic to be discovered on the Discover page because I'm going to tap on it fully expecting to find a hole. Nope, it's a cave.
They got your ass.
They got an ass.
An ass. It's not actually
an ass. It's the Earth's ass.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that Robert Irwin?
Where?
Right there under your finger.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, look at that. Well.
Hey, time out. You got to be putting a time out.
Yeah, you got to be putting a big time out. There's a lot of sexual men on here. Now, that I don't know how that happened.
Okay, I saw Trixie Mattel. I see another drag queen. I've seen drag queens. Love it.
Oh, my God.
What's that dog?
It's usually all Courtney. Look at that dog. And I like dog shit.
Dog shit?
Well, not their fecal matter, Courtney.
Okay, sorry.
I like dogs. I love anything related to dogs. Oh my God. If a fan comes up to me at a con and they have a service dog, I mean, you have to ask if you can pet it.
Right.
But if they say yes, then I spend extra time with that fan and I tell other people, you should have brought your fucking dog.
It's the dog tax. I love it.
The dog tax.
No, it's the best because I love a dog time. And petting a dog, and I always ask because when I had a dog, people would just go up and get up and grab up on your dog.
Yeah, yeah. It is a bit of an attention magnet, which is lovely, but it's also just nice to come home, and it's the one person you didn't have to earn their respect. They just already respect you.
True. And do you respect them back?
Well, not all the time, no. But there's another kooky character.
Oh, we love her.
This bitch looking
in the phone.
You know, I don't know, but she's on the toilet.
She's
verified and she's pinching off a turd. And now we're in the weird faces section.
We got weird faces, weird dogs, dog faces, toes interlacing.
That's how you know it's not AI because the toes are going like that.
You're right. Yeah. That's actually a really good test.
Now this dog, this could be a little AI piece of shit.
You think so?
Well, it certainly is a piece of shit. Look at the way it's shaped. That did not come out of a butthole. Anyway, look at another dog. It's all dogs and ugly people.
Whoa.
And hot guys.
That's fun.
Yeah.
The first of us. This is good. I like this. I feel like I learned a lot about you just now.
I feel like I did too. And I have something to talk to my therapist next session.
Oh yeah. Can we check your screen
time? Please do. I don't even
know
my screen time.
Just diddle your phone.
Diddle away.
Brandon Rogers' average screen time on a daily rate is 7 hours.
7 hours. 7 hours.
7 hours. That's not bad.
I don't give a shit. I don't know. Is that a lot? Who knows their screen time? What is an average?
Here, let me look at mine. I actually haven't looked at mine.
I've never looked at my screen. I think it might be a lot of screen time. Seven. Good. How like good like a seven, lot or good like I don't spend that much time on my phone.
Let's see here. Time. I'm trying to search screen time. My settings said no screen time. No results. I guess I'm just never on my phone, you guys.
Why do I feel like Anthony is like 2 hours?
No, I wish. I just think it's 5 or 6 hours.
It's 5 or 6?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's just because I use my phone for, I play sleep music to fall asleep, but it needs the screen because it's a YouTube video.
Uh-huh.
So I don't even use my phone that much at all.
That's true. Okay. Get insights on your screen time and set limits as needed. What? Why is it not giving me this? It's not letting me see my screen time.
I think you might reach a limit to where it breaks and then you don't.
All my Sabrina Carpenter videos I watch all day.
But I'll show you my Discover page.
Oh, yes, please.
Okay. We are screen recording. This is my Discover page. Look, titties.
We got boobs.
Those are drag queen. But yes, it's surprising that there's not more Sabrina Carpenter because I love just looking at her.
I would say this is a pretty pansexual for you page.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
I actually I think I'm on the Instagram Discover page maybe 3 seconds a day. I only ever click on accident.
But you know, it's a product of everything you stop scrolling by. It's a product of everything you take looks at. This is I'm looking at in your soul here, Courtney.
Thank you. Yeah, Angela edits. I do watch those.
Angela would be very proud to see that she's in your FYP.
Yeah, I think there's not much to it.
You like food?
I do love food. I also, I have not been on the Reels side at all, so I'd be curious, what my Reels algorithm is right now. I'm, actually scared.
Courtney, this is not that horny.
Because I'm never on here. You should have seen it the other day. I put on my story how it was literally every single one was Sabrina Carpenter in lingerie.
Is a lot of Sabrina. Now, are these all, have all these blonde girls are so Sabrina pretty. Carpenter?
Yeah.
That's a lot of Sabrina
so
Carpenter.
Pretty.
Yeah, yeah. We should tag her in this so she needs to
she
see.
She doesn't need to know this. No, Florence Pugh doesn't need to know. And oh boy, Sabrina doesn't know. All right, there we go. Thanks for going on that journey.
That was nice. That was really nice. I've learned a lot.
Okay, so the last time we were hanging out on a set, we were doing character work, and you were talking a lot about how you've been going to conventions a lot lately.
Yeah.
A lot, right?
I didn't realize that being a voice actor means you this high probability of going to cons and having to do this as a second job. Because, you know, you get paid by the studio once when you'd voice act. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking during quarantine, I was like, oh, you know, this isn't as lucrative as I thought it would be. And someone in the cast said, well, just wait until you start doing cons. That's how a lot of us make our money is the cons, not the paycheck from the show. You say yes to the show, and then hopefully it does well enough for cons to start inviting you. And it is this whole other part of my life that I didn't expect. But now it's like half of my life goes into cons, it seems. Every weekend I'm in a different city meeting that group of people, and each city is different. So I get to meet a different crowd every single weekend.
Cool.
And it's the most, it just feels like a really, it's like a fun, easy, wholesome way to fund the art that they're already coming to say thank you for. And that's, it to me, I've had to raise funds a number of ways in my life, you know, whether it's Kickstarter or doing stand up or on tour, you know, YouTube ad revenue. Going to meet fans in person feels like a very wholesome way because it's nice knowing that money goes right into the actors and the set design, everyone that makes those videos possible. And that's really the only thing. I mean, that's all I do now. And that's all I loved. I mean, on Monday through Thursday, I'm in LA making videos. Friday through Sunday, I'm somewhere at a con.
That's awesome. That's such a fun life. VidCon has been my favorite part of the job. It's such a small part because we don't do very many conventions. Smosh used to go to Comic-Con a lot because our audience was very into that stuff. So that content made sense. Our audience has kind of changed over the years, or maybe we just don't do that stuff anymore. But those few days at VidCon meant so much to me. It was so cool to be face-to-face and actually have a physical example of the impact. That sounds like such a fun life. How many people, when you get to do those signings or those meetups, how many people are there for your show or your character, and how many are there for YouTube, would you say?
It's 50-50.
That's cool.
Sometimes people will say, I've watched Hell of a Boss, or I found you through Hell of a Boss, but I didn't realize I've already known who you were. Maybe they'd known of my videos, but they didn't know my name. And then
they know your name, not your story.
Right. And now they get to know a little bit more of me through here. Whoa. I feel like the cons are a great way for me to kind of explore and learn who I am when I'm just talking to a fan. You know, I'm never really, like I was saying earlier, you know, you're never really yourself almost anywhere you go. You're some elevated version, even if it's at the grocery store and you run into a stranger, you know, or something. I think at cons, it has helped me learn this version of myself that, you know, can talk to my fans, you know, and is comfortable. Because I'm really, at the end of the day, I am more introverted than extroverted. And when I do cons, I have to sort of lock into this version of myself that, okay, we're going to spend the next 8 hours meeting people. It's usually a person every couple minutes and for 8 hours. And it's not like a customer service job where you can say, thank you, come again, and get them out of there.
Right.
You kind of have to give them this moment they've been preparing for days, weeks, or months, you know, coming and seeing you. You have to give them, you know, they've been waiting in line, too, for hours, and they finally get to your table. So to have that, to give someone that experience over and over and over for 8 hours a day, excluding lunch break, which even then I'll go on lunch break, and you come back, and you're met with different reactions
right.
based on how long you took your lunch or whatnot. That can drain a very specific kind of social battery. And weirdly enough, the one remedy for me after a con, for me to feel like I'm cleansing myself of that energy and doing something that I truly love, is making videos. Mm-hmm. It's like the thing that they're in line because of is the thing that's like my therapy that helps mm-hmm. me recover from, you know, because it is horrifying, especially if you're not feeling like talking to people, you know, being contractually obligated to, and not just contractually obligated, you've promised fans you're going to be somewhere at a certain time and they've flown from wherever to come see you.
Yeah.
You better be there. But it can, depending on what mood I'm in, it can be harder some days than others to go out on that table and get through the 8 hours.
Yeah. You've done so many different eras of your content. Do you feel like your fan base has changed or evolved, or like, are you able to tell pretty quickly, like, a fan from OG times or like from newer times, you know what I mean?
Usually just based on their age. although sometimes I'll have like someone who looks like they're 15 come up to me and they'll be like, I've been watching you since I was 15. I'm like, how old are you now? Oh my God.
It's so real.
What is crazy though is when celebrities start coming up to you at a con, because you share a green room with a lot of the other guests that go there.
True.
And like,
one of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Having people like Finn Wolfhard came up and was like, oh yeah, yeah. Anyone who had Vine back then knows who you are. I was like, what the fuck? You're fucking Finn Wolfhard.
Yeah.
And so that's crazy because to me, celebrities are still like these mythological creatures that,
right.
you know, aren't real. So for one of them to acknowledge your, Rainn Wilson said that his son would like the shirt I was wearing. So there's a photo of me on Rainn Wilson's shirt going like, or on Rainn Wilson's phone going like this.
Wow. It's,
and yeah, anyway, let me just pick up all those names I just dropped. And
yeah, so good. Wow, it's so attractive, the names you just dropped. That's wild. No, I think it's so interesting. Traditional celebrities are consuming internet just like everybody else. So like, I think there's this one YouTuber, her name is Quinn Blackwell, who she talked about how, like, all these celebrities, like Billie Eilish, who's a friend of hers now, they were watching her before they got big.
Oh, wow.
And now, she's big, they're friends, and, like, that's their life now. But it's so trippy how, like, it's so human to just be watching content online, and I think it makes so much sense that like Finn Wolfhard saw you, you know?
Oh, it's crazy. I feel like the older we get, the more we're going to run into people that we are a fan of that are already like beat us to being a fan of us, you know? So yeah, it's definitely a perk of the job. Obviously, you know, I didn't get into it for that. You know, the cons, meeting fans or celebrities, that's a wonderful byproduct of mm-hmm. it. Even the money, like wonderful byproduct, but I only got into it for the art. Like when I am dead and gone from this world, every cent I ever made, no one, that's all just going to dissipate and just go back into the world. It's the stuff that I get to leave. It's like my little gumdrop trail that I've been leaving my whole life. Like those gumdrops are my legacy. And so anything that can go into making a video that much better or greater is the only thing that really excites me beyond love itself. I really don't get very, I think a lot of people now get into being an influencer because of all of the byproducts, the fame, the money. You know, it's They're not horrible things. It's hard to be sad in your own mansion. But,
those things are like kind of a, like for you, those things are a symptom of your life rather than the skeleton of it.
The skeleton is why I got here. And like I said before, luckily I got famous for a skeleton I really love. I love making comedy.
Yeah, you have a skeleton on your shirt.
I do. I'm my own skeleton.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think I have a weird skeleton. My arms are, my arm width is longer than my height, which is supposed to be the same.
You got them long arms.
Yes, I would be a very good a climber or gorilla.
That's really good. Why don't you try that?
I have.
And clearly you couldn't make money off of it.
No, I got hurt.
Oh, no.
I actually really want to go rock climbing. That looks fun. Why am I talking about rock climbing? This is internet. I don't know.
Well, you're talking about your body being weird, and I relate. I have a little bit of scoliosis.
Do you really?
Yeah, my spine goes like this.
Ooh. Scoliosis is kind of like a sexy thing. You know, it's kind of like it's a little bit, it's like,
thank you.
I don't fall in line.
I love that. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that you said that about me just now. What other things were you a huge fan of?
Power Rangers and Mad TV.
Ooh.
I think I was just a fan of diversity. I don't know. I liked casts that were very, in The Office, I was still a kid, kind of, when The Office came out. Yeah. I just love like comedies that use a diverse cast of characters really well.
Mm-hmm.
And Power Rangers, I mean, that was like campy, gay superhero drag for kids.
Oh, yeah. That was fantastic.
Group the choreo of rainbow, was like, ah! Rainbow people with bulges and...
Yeah.
And those little skirts. It was cunt. It should have been called the cunt Rangers.
Oh, yeah. Why didn't they do that?
And their villain was a drag queen, for fuck's sake. There she is. Ah, after 10,000 years, I have my tits.
Wow. Wow.
With the little fucking robot right there, the gay one.
Yeah, the
that's
gay
Richard
robot.
Horvitz. I'm in hell of a boss with him.
Wow.
Yeah.
There, your life has come full circle then.
It really has.
Full
really
circle
has.
Like a hole.
Look at how hot they were. You're not a high schooler. I hope. Oh my God.
Wow.
Oh, and I've worked with him. He's at all the cons. Walter Jones.
Wow.
And her too. Amy Jo Johnson. All the straighties had a crush on her. And him too. Oh yeah. I walked out of my hotel room one time and the fucking Blue Ranger was walking past me going to the con.
Wow.
I chat.
Oh my God, slay the robots.
Yeah, well, they're Zords, Courtney.
Okay.
Once it's assembled like that, you see they all combine and then it's a Megazord.
Megazord.
Yeah, and they're all in the head. I don't know how they travel from the girls who are the leg, like they have to go like through here to get to the head. Because they're all up in the head.
All up
but
in
they were
the
all
head.
Different. They all had to come through a
just like piss and shit.
Well, reverse. It all it's like a,
you're right. I'm sorry.
More like drugs, like acid or Molly.
You're right.
I guess they go to the dome.
I think I need to just like start putting Power Rangers on.
It's good. Have on in the background. Yeah, Power Rangers, American Dad. Yeah.
Those are the same thing.
Yeah.
You mentioned when we last chatted, we had a John Waters mention.
Yes.
You love.
I've worked with him.
Really? What's with the hell?
Can you believe it? I worked with him. I wrote an episode of Hell of a Boss and I made him the villain of the episode. And he said yes.
That's incredible.
But then the tea gets hotter. The episode got leaked. And then all of his scenes were leaked. So I said, fuck. I rewrote the episode. We reanimated the episode and we got John Waters back to redo the lions.
Whoa. That's such integrity for the art. Like, damn. You know what I mean?
He liked it enough to come back.
That's incredible.
It was really awesome.
That's so cool. Do you remember the Lonely... Did you watch much Lonely Island?
I did.
If you were to do another... actor impression, I think you could do an Andy Samberg.
Get the fuck out of here.
I think you could.
I just watched Palm Springs. What a funny movie.
It's a good movie. I was such a Lonely Island stan.
That's such a big compliment. Andy Samberg made me confident in my tooth gap.
See, I was going to say, it's a charming tooth gap.
It was like, funny can be sexy. Actually, I already knew funny could be sexy with Austin Powers. I thought he was so hot every time he stripped. And no. Eddie Murphy, I thought he was so hot in The Nutty Professor.
There was something about Eddie Murphy
as
that,
Buddy Love.
Even when I was younger and like seeing him like smiling, like the little thing, I was like, what's going on with me?
Yeah, I love, comedy and sex can go hand in hand. They can.
Yeah.
They don't always do.
But do you remember the Lonely Island song, The Creep?
Yes.
With John Waters' voice in it.
On the little TV.
I just recently listened to that again.
Waters and this is the creep. Yeah. Oh, I love John Waters.
All right. We're getting into the weeds now, Brandon.
Oh, I love weed.
you know a lot about your characters.
I know a little bit about them, yeah.
They're in there. They're in your noggin. Yeah, so I have some questions for them.
All right.
Okay? Your character, Bryce.
Yes, Bryce Tankthrust.
Yes. What does Bryce's Facebook feed look like?
Well, lots of gold and money.
Mm.
And I feel like Fortnite memes because she loves killing and cashing in.
What would Bryce be truthing on Truth Social?
She would be saying, it doesn't get better, gay people.
Okay, we have Blitz.
Blitz, and the O is silent, Courtney.
Bitch,
I think
I'm
I'm
such a fake fan. Blitz, what is Blitz posting on Craigslist?
He is posting ads for what he wants. He's wanting horse gear because he's very obsessed with horses. Mm. So he's wanting saddles and those little things that are on the back of the animal abuse.
Oh, good.
You know what I'm talking about.
What's on their Grindr profile, you think?
What's on my Grindr profile?
Blitz's.
Oh, Blitz's. But probably a few of his abs. He's probably got a few of his abs on there. And a few pictures of horses. I feel like I've been talking a lot about horses in this conversation.
Not too bad. Not too much. I think not a moderate amount of horse. All right. Okay, so we're moving on to Sam.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
I was not expecting you to go into these. This is incredible.
I am. Well, he's straight as the dick. So he's probably got some big beefy breasts.
Oh, good. What's Sam posting on Instagram, you think?
He's posting about boba tea.
Would Sam have TikTok? Like, what would their...
Yes, he loves TikTok. And I think Sam would have TikTok as a consumer. I think he's a scroller.
He's on TikTok shop, you think?
I think he's shopping on the top.
Ooh. Okay. I don't want to say goodbye to Sam so soon, but I really want to
talk.
He says
adios. That's bye in Hispanic.
I love Sam. I feel like Sam and Straight Chance would get along really well.
Sam and Straight, there's not a chance he's straight.
Okay, no, I do want to move on to Edmund.
Yes, it appears he's the best character even.
What would Edmund's Tumblr look like?
Oh, Battlestar Galactica, you fool. And he knows. And dragons.
Yes, love it. My Tumblr had a lot of dragons.
And Haluva Boss.
Haluva Boss.
People still think it's called that.
Really?
People come up to the table and they call it Haluva Boss. That's the only time I'll hit a fan. The only time.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, if Edmund were to be writing on Wattpad or AO3, like, what would they write about?
Is that like a live journal?
Wattpad is like fanfic platforms.
Oh, yes, of course. I knew you knew that. I was just testing it. he'd be writing about fur. Yes, and he'd be writing about the epic journey to find his favorite golden collar.
Ooh, golden collar. Is that slang for a partner?
No, it's literally a collar and it's gold.
Oh, I thought it was like a gentleman collar.
That's fursist to think that.
Oh.
It is clearly a matter of a pet thing.
What would Edmund's interested in on like Facebook or on like a dating profile be like for what their type is?
I am dating. I only date other fur obsessed and theys.
Oh yeah, love that. Okay, last one. Blah blah the clown.
Oh yes, blah blah. Oh yes, he lost his hands. He's a clown that hosts a kids show, but he lost his hands, so he has these claws.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay, so giving him vibes.
Yes. He's the only character I made a kid cry when I filmed. Oh, what was the question?
No, I didn't ask one yet. And please say that again.
Yes, I did a scene with all these kids, and he's like, blah, blah, screaming, and one of the kids who was younger didn't. It's a scary character. He has like these big white eyes and it's a clown. So, you know, this kid started crying. I felt so bad. I didn't even know the kid was crying though until after the fact. His parent called me and she was like, you made my son cry. Just letting you know. Yeah.
Oh my God. She was like,
she was really nice about it. Okay, she was good. Like, I thought you were fun. I'm just letting you know, maybe next time, you know, warn the kids. Now I just don't work with kids.
Okay, period. I mean, that's really nice that a mom would just be like, hey, just so you know, and then flag it. And
yeah, but I hate kids, Courtney.
That's okay. You can hate kids.
I never was one.
I honestly believe that. I feel like you came out of a tunnel one day.
I did. And I said, thanks, Mom. I got it from here.
but speaking of blah, blah.
Yeah.
What would be in blah, blah's search history?
Oh, yes. pink Mehron makeup. Yes, pink Mehron makeup and prosthetic hands.
These prosthetic hands cheap in your area.
You know, Anthony Padilla came up with the blah blah the clown.
Is that true?
Actually, right over there. Yes. We were talking about some clown. I don't know what the clown we were talking about, but he was like, the blah blah the clown, because he couldn't think of the name. And I said, blah blah the clown. That's you're on to something.
I do like
that. So I do owe that to him.
Wow, does he make money off of that?
Hell no. Are you kidding me? I'll pay him shit. Well, I have.
Good. And that's what's how it should be. What would blah blah be tweeting about?
please stop throwing things at me in the street. Because a lot of people don't like clowns. And I imagine he'd be tweeting, please stop the attacks. Coulrophobia is a lie.
You think so?
I think so. People say they're scared of clowns, but like literally they're designed to bring happiness.
I get that. I have a weird thing. Like, it's not that I am afraid of them. I just think that like certain things, they need to stay in their place.
Oh yeah. If you see a clown like at the library, that's a little concerning.
Yeah. Like, I mean, even there, it's like, oh, if they're in the children's section and they're going to like read a book, but they can't read, they're like,
no, but they're in the World War II section.
Oh God. Yeah. No, you know what I mean? No,
like
I'm
that
running.
Doesn't like, and they're in the kids section maybe, but even then it's like what are you trying to do here? Like, you
still
can't be making
uneasy.
That much money at the library with the kids.
Yeah. I don't like puppets. Where
puppets
they,
are a little weird.
They need to stay in their lane. Mm-hmm. I don't like. We had a sketch recently where it was like, "Oh, we're gonna make puppets and like we're gonna do a puppet sketch." And I was like, "I don't like them.
No.
I don't want one made of me."
No.
I'm glad I'm not alone in this, because every time I've said this to people, they are like, "What the hell? What's your problem? Like, what's your deal with puppets?"
Puppets are weird. I also don't trust ventriloquists.
Okay, well,
they're kind of just liars. Like, they're kind of like, like.
It's like a lie.
I know
right
that's
in front
not the flower talking.
Yeah.
I know it's, I know you're making, and it's just a matter of how good can I make you believe I'm
yeah.
not, like they're lying to you.
That's such a good way of putting it. Yeah. It's like, okay, I have to just like pretend this isn't happening.
At least magicians, and don't get me started on them because there's something else that's dark, but mm-hmm. at least with them, it's very out in the open. This is an illusion and you don't know how it's done. But this, it's like, I know you're the one. I know you're talking. I know it's you that's saying the words.
Ugh, and then they just have to make sure it's hella funny.
And then if I don't believe it, then I'm an asshole. So I have to pretend, oh, it really talked. You really made it talk.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go up and you listen to each of their mouths, you'll know where the sound is coming from.
But what about like Kermit and like Elmo?
I don't trust Kermit. Elmo is okay. The Tickle Me Elmos are crazy. I love the videos where people overcharge them.
Yes.
And they, and the, like he's... He diddles at lightning speeds.
Isn't there a YouTube video where like there's an old couple, like I don't know if it was an Elmo or like a like the little Santa
is it the
robot
thing that got possessed,
and they're like, get out of our house.
That
and they're, like,
video scared the shit out of me.
Can we look that up?
It wasn't an Elmo. It was a little dancing skeleton.
Was it a skeleton or
it was,
Santa
or a Grim Reaper? No, it was like something with a skeleton face.
Oh my God, that's terrifying.
It was. I'm not kidding. It possessed. Dancing toy, I think, is what it was.
Yeah.
That!
Yes, oh my God, yes.
It is a skeleton.
Oh my God, you were right. Your memory is impeccable. And they start yelling at it.
Oh, because it's saying...
Like, messed up shit.
What do you want?
What do you want? That's just what it said.
That is just what it said.
Just what it
was. What the hell do you want when I had it in there?
I can smell the secondhand smoke in that house.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll release.
It's haunted the TV.
Yeah, now the TV doesn't even want to play it. Oh my God. But legit, that video scared the shit. Ghost videos really got to me when I was young.
Oh God, I still struggle with ghost movies. Like Paranormal Activity, I don't think I can ever see those.
One movie scared me recently, Skinamarink. Have you seen that? It's on Shudder.
Is it body horror?
No, it's like these kids that are left alone at home while the parents go out, but then the house like loses its doors and windows, and like there's this thing upstairs telling the kids to come upstairs. Yeah, it's horrifying. I don't get scared easily, but ghosts, that's where I draw the line, because how do you fight against a ghost? They can go in you. They could possess you.
That's right. Shane has said that he's like, people are scarier than ghosts. He would rather deal with a ghost in his house than like a guy.
But you see, ghosts are just people with more powers. Because ghosts were people, unless it's a demon. And demons are scarier than ghosts. People can be scarier than ghosts, but I can lock a person out. Actual physical violence is not as scary to me as like curses and hexes and ghosts and goblins and ghouls and witches. Actually, I like witches.
Witches are awesome.
the witches and Satanists, there's something kind of hot about all of them, isn't there?
There's something a little bit sexy about that.
I can't help it. Actually, I didn't. It's not my fault.
It's not your fault?
That they're sexy. I didn't make Satanists and witches sexy. They did that all their own.
And let's end it there. I love that. I love that. Thank you so much for hanging out with me, Brandon.
Courtney, thank you. It's nice to be with you with the mask off and not be characters.
Yeah, we weren't in drag at all today.
We weren't in drag at all. We're both rocking the no sleeves.
No sleeves, guns.
Don't f*** with us.
Do not, or else we'll put on a weird wig and yell at you.
We'll do it either way.
Either way.
Yeah.
Guys, thanks so much for hanging out with us. Let us know in the comments if you want Brandon to come back, because we have lots more that we can absolutely talk about. I'm actually not going to leave it to the audience whether or not you should come back. I'm going to decide that. I think you should
come back. The audience always makes me come back.
You're amazing. You're so amazing. Funny. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for watching, hanging out with us, and I hope you leave the internet feeling better than when you opened it today. Bye.
Do you talk in your sleep?
No, not at all. I think I cry.
My God.
I think I cry because sometimes I wake up and my eyes are like,
oh no.
I don't know.
Oh my God. What if you just don't remember these? You're having a horrific dream every night and you don't remember it.
That's like, I think one of the first things people should know about me when they meet me is like, hi, I'm Courtney, and I have stress dreams all night, every night. Like, that's my second life is like stress dreams.
No, that's why you're so sweet and like you get it all out, all the negative shit at night.
Yeah, I'm just like a horrible, evil person in my dreams, crying, screaming.
You're crying because of all the people you had to beat up because you're so badass in your dreams.
You're right. The other night, I had a dream that a man grabbed my head and started throwing up blood on my face and in my mouth.
What'd you do back to him?
Shane was in the dream and he said, don't react, don't react. He just wants a reaction.
Did you give him one?
I did not react.
Hell yeah.
Closed my eyes and let it happen.
Yeah, f*** that guy and f*** his bloody vomit.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.